Hello, and welcome to Wildcards, the show where democracy rules and you decide the topics that we spend our time talking about. It's Wildcards that is currently sitting comfortably and confidently between a glorious victory over United and, of course, the Merseyside Derby this weekend. And we'll be talking about both of them, don't you worry. We'll be looking back, looking forward, Liverpool past and Liverpool future. And we're all still on a high from watching the Reds put four past United. And we've still got Jürgen's new song, Living Rent Free, in our heads. And we are ready to talk about whatever tickled your fancy in the Twitter vote. Now, I must admit, I last looked at the Twitter vote at about 12 p.m. And the winners felt like quite clear winners. If it has changed, then please do tell me. But I'm closing the ballot boxes. I'm saying that we've worked out our winners, but please do correct me if I'm wrong. And here to
I'm
correct me
slightly
if I'm
worried
wrong.
we're going to get an ITV scandal here.
Everyone's paying 5p.
I'm anti your deck, and the public moaning that they phoned up and voted after the lines were closed.
But look, I'm sure people have still been voting after I checked it, but it did feel like people quite conclusively wanted to talk about Thiago, not to give away what we're going to be talking about first, but it did feel like that's what people wanted to chat about. With me to chat about that, I've got Adam Smith, I've got Mike Kearney, I've got Siobhan Began, and as you've heard, I've got John Gibbons. I'm Amelia Bonner. And if you're new here, welcome to Wildcards. It's the Anfield Wrap Show, where you get to choose the topics that we are going to talk about within a list of categories. They go up on Twitter every single week. You can vote for what you deem to be the most interesting, and that is what we will chat about. They're split into LFC present, LFC past, general football, general sport, and random. So you set the agenda for the show. And the first thing that you chose to set the agenda with was Thiago, who won in a vote between Harvey Elliott, Thiago, and Luis Diaz. Just as an aside, Harvey Elliott seemed to have a lovely night with his girlfriend last night in Liverpool. I follow her Instagram quite closely.
Went to Matau, didn't he?
It looked lovely. Looked absolutely lovely. I follow their lives very closely. It's just nice to see that the lads are doing well. But it's Thiago that we're talking about today, another lad who is doing well. John, I didn't see you after the match. I did the post-match show with Gareth and with Stu, and to be honest, it was all that we could talk about when we were coming out of the ground on Tuesday was Thiago. I met my brother as soon as I got out of the ground, and he said he almost felt like Thiago was playing a different sport to the one that we'd all come there to watch, and playing a different sport to everyone else on the pitch. And I know that match, the United game, we've covered it kind of at length in the post-match show and the post-match pint and all the other content that has been on the Anfield Wrap since then. But can we start by talking about his performance against United? On the pink, Ben said that he thinks it might have been the best midfield performance that he's ever seen, and that doesn't even feel hyperbolic to me.
Yeah, it was. You were saying there that you, Stu, and Gareth were saying, you know, worried it might be the only thing that you can talk about. When we sat down to record the pink, Ben and Neil warned me, did they have 5 minutes each on Thiago ready to go? And I said, well, let's tone that down a little bit to sort of cover other things, because, you know, we have just beaten Man United 4-0. He didn't actually score any of the goals, but what he did do was light up at Anfield, didn't he? And it was an incredible performance. And Liverpool FC, with their very good Twitter game, have put out a lovely video today for those who haven't seen it, basically just highlighting his performance and some of his touches, some of his moves, and some of his play. You know, he's such a beautiful footballer, isn't he? But, you know, you don't get marks for you know, artistic license or whatever it is they call it in the ice skating. You know, if he did, Thiago would be 10 every time. But he combined it on Wednesday with efficiency, with brilliance, with dominance, and with sort of everything else, really. And so it all came together for one perfect performance.